Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
And today is everyone's favorite day.
And that is Monday.
Monday. I am, of course, joking. Who likes Mondays? Nobody likes Mondays.
Yeah, you're all probably pretty tired. And who knows, maybe you are at work right now.
Yeah, exactly. And going to work on a Monday is not very fun.
No, not at all. But what is fun is talking to your coworkers.
Yeah, I love talking to my coworkers, especially when we are making what is called small talk.
Yeah, and that is what we are going to be talking about today. So Monday small talk. These are just the little conversations that you have with your coworkers.
Okay, so in today's dialogue, we have Jim and we have Kayla, and they are going to be showing us all about small talk.
All right, why don't we take a listen to them?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Morning, Kayla. You look like you're working hard.
Oh, hey, Jim. Did you just get here?
Yeah, I had to drop off my daughter at school, so I'm a little late.
I see. Well, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I met up with some old friends, so that was nice. How was yours?
Mine was good, but I mostly stayed in and just relaxed.
Well, sometimes you need some me time, right?
For sure. But anyways, I should get back to work.
Right. I'll talk to you later then.
Dialogue, second time.
Morning, Kayla. You look like you're working hard.
Oh, hey, Jim. Did you just get here?
Yeah. I had to drop off my daughter at school, so I'm a little late.
I see. Well, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. I met up with some old friends, so that was nice. How was yours?
Mine was good, but I mostly stayed in and just relaxed.
Well, sometimes you need some me time, right?
For sure. But anyways, I should get back to work.
Right. I'll talk to you later then.
All right, we just heard that dialogue between Jim and Kayla. And Jim starts by saying, "Morning, Kayla. You look like you're working hard."
Hey, that's a great little bit of small talk, isn't it? Hey, morning.
Yeah. So in this case, though, we don't need to say good morning. We can just say morning.
Yeah, right? It sounds more casual.
Yeah, and a little bit more friendly.
A little friendlier, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what Jim says to Kayla next is kind of interesting. He uses this phrase, working hard.
Yeah, and here he's not talking about a rock now, is he? Like, it's not like hard like a rock.
Right, and it's not hard like an exam.
No, here he's saying that she is putting a lot of effort into this.
Yeah, she's very serious about her work.
Yeah, that's right. So you can imagine she's probably at her computer and typing some information in.
Right, and she's not on QQ, she's not on WeChat, she's not on Facebook. She's actually working.
So when someone is seriously doing something, we can add the adverb hard.
Like I know when I was a student, I always studied hard.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes studied hard.
Yeah, and we actually have an expression, play hard, work hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was good at playing hard. Hey, there's also a movie called Die Hard.
Yeah, that's true. But what does Die Hard mean?
Yeah, I never knew that when I was a kid because, you know, how do you die seriously?
Yeah, in this situation.
And they made like five of them too. die hard, die harder.
Okay, well, maybe you guys can tell us that answer in the comments.
Exactly. Okay, so Kayla says to Jim, "Did you just get here?" And he says, "Yeah, I had to drop off my daughter at school."
Yeah, so here he's not actually dropping her, but it means that he's taking her to school and leaving her there.
Yeah, you know, I never thought about that before. If he said, "I dropped my daughter at school," it means that he was holding her and then he let her fall.
Yeah, exactly. So we usually say drop off.
Drop off. So that could mean that they took a taxi together. It could mean that they walked together. It could also mean that he drove her in his car.
That's right. So you could go by car or on foot, or maybe actually he could bike there with her.
Oh, he could bike, sure.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter how you get there. It's just that you are taking someone to a place.
Right. Now, this is an example of what we call the phrasal verb. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Now, the phrasal verb is really tricky, right? Yeah, because there is a verb and a preposition.
Right. So, I mean, you guys probably have heard things like go on, go up, go over, go around. All of these words, all of these phrases, I should say, have really different meanings.
That's right. And what is really confusing is that sometimes you can put a noun in between them.
Right. So here we say, drop off my daughter. But he also could have said, drop my daughter off.
Or I could also use something that's non-human as well. So, for example, I could say, I need to drop off a book at the library or drop a book off.
Right. But here is where it gets really confusing and really annoying. If you don't say my daughter or you don't say a book and you want to use a word like her or it, it needs to go usually, not all the time, it needs to go in the middle.
Yeah. So for example, I would say drop her off.
Right. Or drop it off.
Yeah. But it would sound strange if I said drop off it.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, guys, there are so many phrasal verbs in English. They really are a bit confusing. But they are also things that native speakers use all the time. So you really need to study them hard.
That's right. Okay, you guys, I think we've talked about that for quite a long time, though. So let's move on to the next expression. So Kayla just responds to Jim, right? Because he says that, yeah, I had to drop off my daughter at school, so I'm a little late. And Kayla says, I see. Well, did you have a good weekend?
And this is just such a great phrase to ask someone on a Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, you could also say, how was your weekend?
Exactly.
Yeah, so as you can see, we have many different ways to ask.
Right, exactly. Hey guys, remember before when I said there were these things called phrasal verbs? Well, we're not done with them.
No, we have another one in the next line, right? And here Kayla says, yeah, I met up with some old friends.
Okay, so everybody knows meet, right? Nice to meet you, nice to meet you. But here, meet up is a little bit different than meet.
Yeah, so meet up is more casual, and you're usually talking about meeting your friends.
Right, you are not meeting them for the first time. You are just meeting with your friends, you know, to chat or to drink some tea or maybe drink some beer.
Yeah, whatever you like, right? This is also not like an office meeting.
No. If you had to meet with the boss, you would never say, I met up with the boss.
Yeah, if you met up with the boss, it sounds like it was outside of work.
Right. It sounds like you are old friends.
And by this, it doesn't mean that your boss is much older than you. It just means that you've known this person for a really long time.
Yeah, exactly. Old friend. You could even call somebody old friend.
Yeah.
Hello, old friend.
Hello, old friend. Yeah. Okay, but the next part is a little confusing, right? Because instead of saying, how was your weekend, Kayla says, how was yours?
Right, because we don't want to keep saying the same words again and again, right? Nobody wants to keep repeating, oh, my weekend was good. How was your weekend? Oh, my weekend was also good.
Yeah, there's too much repetition. So when you have your and a noun, you can respond with just yours.
Yeah, now this is something I actually had to think about. I have been speaking English for 30 years, more than 30 years, and I've never really thought about this before. So I could ask, how was your weekend? But if we didn't say the word weekend, I can't just say, how was your?
Exactly. So usually someone has asked this question first, right? Mm. And this is a response. Also, note it is yours, not your.
Right, exactly. Now, of course, it doesn't have to be only about weekends. It can be about anything, anything that belongs to you. And the one example that comes to my mind is family. Your family. So sometimes we, when we are wishing someone, you know, maybe a Merry Christmas, we will say, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
You could also use it in a question, right? So how was your family? My family was good. How was yours?
Yeah, oh, mine was good too. And in fact, that is what Kayla says in the next line. Mine was good.
But she mostly stayed in.
Hey, you know what stay in is?
It is a phrasal verb.
Hey, phrasal verb. Okay. I didn't realize that there were so many phrasal verbs in Jim and Kayla's conversation. Now, of course, this one is pretty easy to guess the meaning just from the verb and the preposition in, because everyone knows stay. You stay somewhere. It means that you sleep there or you live there. But in, of course, means that you don't go out.
Yeah, so you're inside. Mm. So when you're staying in, usually you don't go outside of your house.
Right, exactly. So we could just, well, think of one example here. If the weather is very, very cold, I don't like to go outside. I want to stay in.
Yeah, or maybe you're just tired, right? So it seems like Kayla is tired. Mm. So she just wanted to stay in and relax.
Yeah. Oh, I'm also thinking about New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because sometimes you just don't want to go out, right? It's too loud. It's too crazy.
It's expensive.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's always really expensive. So it's better to just stay in. Even better is when you can stay in with some friends.
Yeah, but sometimes you just really need some me time, right?
Good point, yes. You know, friends are great. Old friends are better. But, you know, your oldest friend is really you.
Yeah, so when you have me time, it just means time to yourself, right?
Yes.
When you can do whatever you want.
Right, you don't have to work, you don't have to worry about if your friends are happy or sad. And maybe, you know, you just read a book, maybe you watch TV, maybe, I don't know, you can do anything you want. The point is that it's all about me.
Yeah. And being a parent, you know what? Jim could also use some me time, too.
Yeah, if he's always dropping off his daughter at school and probably dropping her off to, you know, piano lessons, English lessons.
For sure. Okay, but they are at work having a conversation, right?
Mm.
So at this point, Kayla says, for sure, but anyways, I should get back to work.
Yeah, this is a good way to end that Monday small talk or that Tuesday small talk. You know, you can't small talk all day long.
Yeah, no, you have to return to your work.
But return to work sounds so formal, right? So we just say,
get back to work.
Get back to work. And I mean, this even sounds like when I was young and I used to watch cartoons, sometimes there would be a boss and the boss would be very bad.
Oh, yeah.
And he would say, or she would say, you know, get back to work. Get back to work.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? So, but normally bosses are nicer than that, right?
Right, exactly. No boss is going to say these words, but this is what they want you to do. They want you to get back to work.
For sure. But you know what? It's something that your parents might say.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Because work doesn't need to be your job. I mean, it could be you could be doing your homework, studying.
Yeah. Or maybe doing some housework as well.
Yeah. Get back to work.
All right. When Kayla says this, though, I should get back to work, she kind of reminds Jim that he has to start work, too. So he says, right.
Right, right. It's almost like he forgot.
Yeah, absolutely. So often when someone reminds us to do something and we remember, we say, right.
Right. Yes. It doesn't mean correct.
No, no, it doesn't.
Like, for example, sometimes I forget to wear my pants. And Lisa will have to say, Adam, you forgot to wear your pants. And I will say, right.
Yeah. Or for me, I frequently leave stuff behind.
Ah, yes. Yeah, so. Lisa, you forgot your backpack.
Right.
Right.
I need that. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the dialogue. And I think it's about time for us to listen to that again.
Right.
Dialogue first time.
Morning, Kayla. You look like you're working hard.
Oh, hey, Jim. Did you just get here?
Yeah. I had to drop off my daughter at school, so I'm a little late.
I see. Well, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. I met up with some old friends, so that was nice. How was yours?
Mine was good, but I mostly stayed in and just relaxed.
Well, sometimes you need some me time, right?
For sure. But anyways, I should get back to work.
Right. I'll talk to you later then.
Dialogue, second time.
Morning, Kayla. You look like you're working hard.
Oh, hey, Jim. Did you just get here?
Yeah. I had to drop off my daughter at school, so I'm a little late.
I see. Well, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. I met up with some old friends, so that was nice. How was yours?
Mine was good, but I mostly stayed in and just relaxed.
Well, sometimes you need some me time, right?
For sure. But anyways, I should get back to work.
Right. I'll talk to you later then.
Okay, we are back. And since small talk is something that we all have to do, doesn't matter if we are speaking English, if we are speaking French, Chinese, we all have to talk with our coworkers or our friends or sometimes even strangers.
Yeah, for sure. Often we talk to strangers on buses, you know, or maybe when you're waiting in line for something.
Right. And I know that a lot of you guys are always trying to ask questions like, how can I start a conversation with a foreigner?
Yeah, with a foreigner, I mean, if you're meeting for the first time, right, usually you just ask them, oh, how are you liking the country, right?
Sure, sure, exactly. I guess another question is usually, where are you from?
But yeah.
But people hear that a lot if they are a foreigner, so maybe try to avoid that one.
For sure. What other questions did you commonly get maybe when you were in China?
Oh, geez. Yeah. Where are you come from?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, guys, it's where do you come from? Yeah, you know, there were some people that were really good at small talk, and they usually didn't ask me those kinds of questions. They just started to talk to me. Something like, you know, beautiful day today, isn't it?
Yeah, or maybe they talked about something that was happening in that area.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear the news?
Yeah, there's a car crash around the corner.
Yeah, I mean, any simple thing like that is really, really effective.
That's right. So if it's a Monday, you know what? You can talk about how someone's weekend is. But you know what? If you're seeing this person every Monday, which you probably are,
right,
you might want to change the topic and talk about the news.
Right. The news. Did you see what was on TV? Oh, what did you do on Saturday night? All of these things are just really, really good.
For sure. All right, you guys, though, we want to know what you like to talk about in your small talk.
Yeah.
And if you've ever had small talk with a foreigner, how did you start the conversation?
Yes, exactly. Okay, guys, well, once again, thank you for listening. Don't forget to work hard and play hard. And we'll see you next time.